Hello, welcome back to the Better Fire Protection Podcast. My name's Rob Bolton, and I work as Better Fire Protection's client manager. So, after a little break from podding, we're back with another episode. Yes, recharged and ready to go, which you could say leads ironically into this week's podcast topic, lithium batteries. They come in all shapes and sizes, but just what are the fire safety concerns behind this ever-increasing mode of power, getting us from A to B? With me, I have the owner of Better Fire Protection, Rob Newcombe.
Thanks, Rob. It's good to be back.
And also, our very own power cell of information, Better Fire's territory manager, Derek Pickup.
Thanks, Rob. It's great to be back behind the mic.
I'll start with you, Rob, and ask the question that the most common inquiry we receive here at Better Fire Protection in regards to lithium batteries is a client calling up and saying, we have scooters, power banks, electric vehicles, charging and parked on our property. What legislation is in place for us to be fire compliant?
Legislation remains unchanged. Building owners still have a legal requirement to maintain the fire systems on site.
Yes.
If they become aware of any new hazard, they have a duty of care to reduce the exposure to the risk from that said hazard.
Okay.
At this early stage, there's nothing in the legislation that mentions lithium batteries.
Right.
However, like any risk, we would recommend our clients take steps to assess the hazard on a site-by-site basis, and then, you know, take into account the likelihood of the risk and the possible consequences.
Okay.
And implement steps to eliminate or mitigate against the risk.
So following on from what Rob's just described there, Derek, what can we do to mitigate the risks of an electric fire?
Here are some key points. Follow the manufacturer's recommendations for charging equipment. If it comes with a charger, use it. Avoid using third-party chargers or low-quality alternatives, as they may not meet the same safety standards. Avoid overheating, as overheating can cause thermal runaway. Where the battery overheats, it becomes unstable. Avoid leaving it plugged in overnight and unplug your device once it's fully charged. Inspect batteries regularly. Check for signs of damage, swelling, or overheating. If you notice any of these, replace the battery promptly or contact the manufacturer. Protect it from extreme conditions. Whether it's an EV or an e-bike, avoid parking it in extreme hot or cold environments. For example, during heat waves, park in the shade to prevent thermal stress on the battery. Also, don't leave your mobile phone on the dash mount in the car in the sun. That will also be a problem. Remember that safe handling practices and adherence to guidelines can significantly reduce the risk of lithium-ion battery fires.
And Rob, as much as the tabloid press look to jump on every electric vehicle fire, numerous university studies have shown fire risks are far greater in petrol and diesel vehicles compared to their electric equivalents. In fact, FireSafe data, which tracks electric vehicle fires worldwide, suggests from 2010 to 2023, there were globally 393 electric vehicle fires, yet there are over 30 million electric vehicles on our roads. Surely a level of perspective needs to be addressed.
Yes, it certainly does. There are lots of figures floating out there, and it can be easy to form an incomplete picture. As per your point, you know, electric car fires are very rare.
Yes, yep.
You're probably 60 times more likely to have a petrol or diesel vehicle fire than you are an electric car fire.
Okay.
Obviously, that's depending on where you get your stats from, of course.
Yes, there are lies, damn lies, and statistics.
The other factor is that the stats out there at the moment are a little bit misleading, because fire brigades tend to record down when a fire or electric car is involved, or a lithium battery is involved in a fire.
Oh, okay.
But they don't really record specifically when the cause of the fire was the lithium battery.
Right.
So you could have an electric car in the vicinity of a fire, and it will be recorded as an electric car involved in the incident. even though it really had nothing to do with the actual battery. You know, or you could have an electric fire start because of a general electric fire, or in a car, not necessarily anything to do with the battery.
Right. So at the end of the day, the difference between electric cars and petrol cars?
At the end of the day, electric cars and petrol or diesel cars have a similar fire loading.
Yes.
I.e. they give off the same amount of energy when they're on fire. So they have similar properties in terms of they've got the same tyres,
yep.
paint, seats.
Yes.
The only difference is one has a flammable liquid tank and one has a battery that might give off flammable gases.
Right, got you.
The fundamental difference, though, is that even though it's far less likely an electric car is going to catch fire.
Yes.
When it does catch fire and the battery goes into thermal runaway, there is additional risks that a petrol fire doesn't have, which is namely the pressurized gas inside the battery can build up, and then when it's released and ignited,
yep.
it can give off these jet flames that are a concern.
Right, right.
So, you know, you obviously wouldn't be wanting to stand near that if one of those was jetting out.
Yeah.
Having said that, I don't think I'd want to stand anywhere near a petrol car that was on fire either. And the other area is that also these batteries, they can reignite. So even if you extinguish the fire, if you can't cool the battery in any way, then they can reignite again. So cooling the batteries is key, and that can be tricky when the battery is buried in deep inside the car.
Okay. So basically, protection and early intervention are the key to keeping fire safe, Rob.
Yeah, I agree. It's really important that if you suspect any fault with the battery, that you don't use it anymore and you don't charge it, and you report it to the manufacturer.
Yeah.
So at the high end of the market, electric cars have, you know, pretty advanced software and advanced electronics that are going to monitor any fault with the battery, and they're also going to, you know, stop against overcharging, which is another concern. Yeah, potentially when you're getting down to the cheaper end of the market,
mm-hmm.
When you're talking about e-scooters and the like, it's true that maybe they'll have cheaper software and cheaper mechanisms for protecting against overcharging or for detecting faults.
Got you.
Yeah, that could be a bit more of a risk. In that case, you know, if you don't have to leave it plugged in charging when it's fully charged, then it's a good idea to unplug it. And again, you know, because these e-scooters are smaller, they tend to be stored in hallways and near exits. So if you can avoid storing them in your exit pathways, it'd be a good idea too.
Okay, thanks, Rob. So, God forbid, Derek, but if you are faced with a lithium battery fire, when should you use a fire extinguisher?
When dealing with a lithium-ion battery fire, it's crucial to use the right type of extinguisher that's been designed specifically for that purpose. I would also suggest you need to use a bit of common sense. If the fire is small and manageable, by all means use an extinguisher. If the fire is spreading rapidly and is too large, it's safer to evacuate the area and call for emergency services. Also, maintain a safe distance from the fire and ensure you have a clear escape route. Aim the extinguisher at the base of the flames using a sweeping motion to cover the fire completely.
And in addition to fire extinguishers, Rob, is it correct in saying fire blankets can be a handy tool for smaller incidents?
Yeah, there are lots of options out there on the market. There's a variety of fire blankets that will vary from quite small to even as large as a vehicle.
Wow.
They can definitely be useful to have on hand, and in the right scenario can be useful. I'm not sure I would be keen to try to throw a blanket over a vehicle if it was on fire. I think as long as you remember the first rule of attacking any fire is to not put yourself or anybody else in danger as the first priority.
Thanks, Rob. So, finally, Derek, if a listener feels the need for a lithium fire extinguisher, where should it be placed?
Location, location. Well, an extinguisher would ideally be located near the exit. Depending on the size of the building, spacing every 20 metres and at least 2 metres away from the potential risk. You don't want to be putting yourself in a position where you're leaving the safety of an exit to get an extinguisher to fight a fire, only to be putting that fire risk in the path of egress back to the exit.
Okay, that's it. For more information on fire safety or any topics you wish us to cover here at Better Fire Protection in an upcoming episode, you can find all our contact details in the description of this pod. Also, feel free to jump on our website where you'll find more information along with our Better Fire Protection blogs that cover a variety of fire compliance topics. So until next time, from myself, Rob, and Derek here at Better Fire Protection, goodbye. Right, I think we can all charge down, lads.
Wow, these battery puns are shocking.